Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm so excited about this week's show because my special guest is a very good friend of mine. He's also a very smart entrepreneur, Simon Aronowitz. And let me tell you a little bit about Simon. He's the founder and CEO of Testimonial Systems, which is a great program that helps business owners tap into the power of testimonials to skyrocket their leads, their sales, their conversions. He is from London, England. Simon divides his time between the UK, where he is also the associate director of the GKIC chapter in London, and in the USA, he attends and speaks at many marketing events and works with his clients. So on today's show, I want to focus on how to get a deluge of desperate buyers to boost your sales and profits using one of the oldest marketing tricks in the book. So, Simon, thank you so much for being my special guest today.
Well, Jim, thank you for having me. And that intro, you made me feel very special. Thank you.
Well, you are special. You've done a great job. You continue to work with a lot of people that I know, helping them really tweak their marketing. And one thing I like and admire about you, Simon, is you focus and you niche. You know, you're not one of these jack of all trades. You really know what you're doing when it comes to testimonials, and you focus like a laser beam. And therefore, you know, as I always say, you want to be known as the go-to authority in some area. And so that's clearly you when it comes to testimonials. So my hat's off to you in that regard. And let me ask you this. My first question is, what do you mean by desperate buyers?
Well, Jim, I mean, I've found, and by the way, I've got you to credit for being called the testimonial guru, because I figured if it's good enough to be a guru for Jim Palmer, then it's good enough for me too.
So there you go.
I took that mantle. But, I mean, what I'm talking about with regards to desperate buyers is the difference between having to sell to somebody as opposed to making them desperate to buy from you. And, I mean, even smart marketers, followers of Dan Kennedy and Bill Glazer, GKIC members, for example, we know how to put a smart marketing campaign together. And if we answer Dan Kennedy's USP question, why should someone choose to do business with you instead of any other option, including doing nothing, then that's really the starting point for this, is having a USP that really makes your clients desperate to buy from you. I mean, that's what his USP question really sets up, is having that proposition that, as he tells a story, to get in your car during a driving blizzard and drive for 200 miles to go and get that deal. Now, the thing with testimonials is you can actually pump out marketing material, marketing message, have a campaign every single day that's always fresh by making those prospective buyers desperate to buy from you instead of having to try and sell them what you have. So they come find you. They're that desperate to get what you have in the way that you do it, that no other provider will satiate their need, that they have to get it from you, and they come knock on your door and say, I want what you have, which means you don't have to go out prospecting so much. I mean, you can if you want to. There's still a numbers game there, but you don't feel like you're constantly looking for the sale, because with the right system, which does involve testimonials, they come find you.
You know, in your marketing, Simon, you talk a lot about the oldest trick in the book. What exactly are you referring to when you talk about the oldest trick in the book?
Well, I'm referring to testimonials, and they've been in use for 400 or 500 years. But, you know, as long as there's been an advertising headline, there's been testimonials. And in fact, there were testimonials in use before they were even being used to actually sell anything. They were just used for credibility, social proof. If I think of Great Rex, who used testimonials just to pump himself up about what a good healer he was. Testimonials, by the way, Jim, are the reason that we have Coca-Cola today, because Angelo Mariani, who was a very smart Corsican, developed this cocaine-infused wine, this tonic wine called Van Mariani, and he got so successful selling this because of the testimonials he had from U.S. presidents and British and European monarchs, even from the Pope and from the chief rabbi of France. So he didn't discriminate against anybody. And because he got such great results with his testimonials and had so much success selling his wine, it inspired Pemberton out of Georgia to start up what we now know today as Coca-Cola.
Wow. You know, speaking of Dan Kennedy, obviously a great mentor of mine also, he says, you know, a poorly written testimonial from a customer is better than the most, you know, precise marketing message you could create on your own.
Well, you know, I've actually had very recently several people have asked me to contact their clients and get testimonials for them. And I've got a new process which I use, and it's a service that I sell where I'll use video chat to interview your clients and get a great testimonial from them for you. And all of these people, you see, the mistake made by my clients was saying to them, will you get with Simon and give me a testimonial? And these are people who think they know what I want, and instead of working with me on my process, they've said, just give me the questions you want answered or tell me what you want and I'll video it and send it back to you. Now, sometimes that's even more unhelpful because, you know, they're framing it too much. And what's, you see, there's so much missing from so many testimonials. I think, you know, I can take a bad testimonial and turn it into a good one. It's about process. But it's about knowing that you want to do that with every single one.
What kind of, I mean, there's a lot of different types of testimonials, aren't there, Simon? I mean, there's testimonials that are specific about either the product or the program. There may be some that talk about customer service. I'm talking about client, you know, client-offered testimonials. How many different types of testimonials are there?
Well, I actually only have two groups of testimonials. They're the ones that haven't been polished and the ones that have.
Okay.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but of course you can break them down into are they about the service or are they about the financial implications, about the impact to you as a client, about the experience. And I've actually broken that down into all those different sections in my info product. So you can ask questions about every type of aspect to do with your product or service that you deliver to your clients. So I have actually broken it down there, but really for me there's three types of testimonials. There's no testimonials, which is like crickets. If you don't have testimonials, it's like the crickets out in the country because you're saying nothing and your competition is still saying something. Or you have the really awful ones, which frankly, and I hate to insult people, but it's what most people have, is the awful testimonials. Or you have the good ones, which, to be honest, very rarely I even see the really smartest marketers know what buttons they want to hit with their testimonials until I've worked with them. So there's three groups.
Okay. Now, you wrote a book recently. Tell us about your book.
Yeah. My book is called The Untapped Goldmine in Your Business, Discover Testimonial Secrets That Will Skyrocket Your Sales. And, excuse me, in the book, I lay out my five-step formula, and I give you all the how and why without all the precise pieces of the system, but I give you my complete formula, which really is what everybody is not doing with their testimonials, that transforms their success and will bring you that daily deluge of desperate buyers. I've seen it happen when I've implemented it with my clients, but most people out there are not doing this. And actually, Jim, it's so simple and straightforward that we're missing the obvious. That's what I found. We're missing the obvious. And you know, when I put my book together, I really felt like a fraud. I thought, I can't be the only person who knows this. I mean, other people are, surely other people are doing this. Surely other people must know this. And, I mean, you and I both go to Dan Kennedy's conferences. We see a lot and know a lot of the same people. But it turned out that really nobody was actually doing this. And until I realized that I had something unique to offer, I felt like a fraud. And so much so that I have something unique to offer that hasn't been covered before. That just 3 months ago, I got a fax back from Dan Kennedy at the end of a conference I was speaking at, thanking me and endorsing the book that I gave him, the copy of my book. And no, I'm not a member of Dan Kennedy's mastermind group. And No, I haven't paid him for any marketing consultancy. That was a pure unsolicited fax that I got back from Dan about the book. So I was, as we'd say in England, I was chuffed. Or you might say, I don't know, stoked. What would you say on the East Coast of the United States?
I was pumped or something like that. Yeah, stoked
pumped,
is a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a couple of your secrets there that you discover or that you implement in the book and outline in detail for folks.
Okay. Well, Jim, if I could ask you a question, first of all, how do you get your testimonials?
We have a program that kind of goes on autopilot. So when we get a new client, we know there's – I always refer to it as kind of the honeymoon period of your client relationship. So when we're in the honeymoon period, we reach out and ask for testimonials. The other way we do that – and it's not just me. I mean, I have a team of client support people that are interacting with clients on a regular basis, and they're trained to do that. And the other way is, you know, when we will sometimes get comments from people, oh my gosh, that's great, I love how you did that, thank you very much, then we either say, can we use that, or can, you know, we'd like to use that in a testimonial. So those are two ways that we do it.
Hearing from you, Jim, is step one, you have a system.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the first secret, really, is have a system. I hope that almost all the people listening to this podcast are familiar with the idea of sales and marketing systems and probably have one or several in their, you know, in their business. And so if it's good enough for you to have a sales or marketing system to make sure that you're marketing consistently or that you're making sales consistently, the same thing has to be true for getting testimonials. And part of it involves thinking about how you're going to approach the client and what you're going to say and when you're going to do it and your method of attack and how you're going to capture that feedback before you ever make the sale. And you've got the same thing in place. So that's the first thing. The second thing is getting back to Dan Kennedy's USP question, which is getting testimonials that actually say what you want them to say. And see, I hear some of the guys that we both know say, oh, well, I write it for my clients. And that's one way to do it, but it's a lot of hard work. What I do with the guys I work with instead is I write the questions for them. But I write the questions that include, for example, the client's USP, their unique selling proposition, in a particular way, so that when the client answers the question, and you've got their answer, and put that together with the question, and rewrite that into a paragraph of copy, you know what the headline's going to be, and it's going to be about your USP. It's going to be about the marketing message that you want to run through all of your clients' testimonials. It could be more than one thing. So the second step really is thinking about, way in advance, what you really want to say with your testimonials. And I had a coaching call last week where we were working out how to formulate USPs for the lawyers I'm working with. And what we came to actually, this probably makes sense to you too, Jim, is that you actually start off with your USP and then work backwards to build the business around it to make sure you're delivering that to your clients. And you've got something truly unique, Domino's Pizza. They built everything around delivering their pizza fresh and hot within 30 minutes, guaranteed. And their whole infrastructure was set up for it. And it's the same thing. We're getting testimonials that say every single time what you want your clients to say about you that will make those prospective buyers desperate to buy from you and come hunt you down to give you money.
Like that. So we're going to take a quick pause here for a very brief time out, but on the other side, I'm going to ask Simon, why aren't more businesses doing this? So stay tuned. We will be right back.
As a marketing coach or small business consultant, you know that the fastest way to help your clients increase their profits is by getting more repeat business and more referrals from their current customers. You also know that the best way for your clients to develop stronger, healthier, and more profitable relationships with their customers is with a monthly customer newsletter. That's right, a hard copy, printed, and mailed monthly newsletter. Trouble is, you can recommend your clients use a newsletter, but they're just too busy to do it themselves. And hiring someone can cost hundreds, if not thousands, per month. And in the end, it just doesn't get done. Now, instead of simply recommending that your clients use a customer newsletter, you can provide them with an amazing done-for-you newsletter program. The No Hassle Newsletter System is a complete, done-for-you, profit-boosting solution for your customers and clients. Every month, your clients get a great newsletter that their customers actually look forward to and enjoy reading, and that not only keeps their business top of mind, it makes you a marketing hero. The No Hassle Newsletter Master Reseller Program is a complete turnkey newsletter system that solves your client's biggest need, and it also adds a lucrative new revenue stream for your business. Become a master reseller today at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we are back. Let's get right back to my very special guest, Mr. Simon Aronowitz. Now, Simon, you know, obviously we're kind of preaching to the choir with each other, but why don't you think there more businesses are using testimonials? I mean, do they find them hard to get? Do they just don't see the value? Are they just too busy? What are you finding out?
Yes, to your questions, all of the above.
Okay.
And it might sound like I'm being flippant, but it's absolutely true. I one of the things I show my clients is how to track the business that they're getting from their testimonials. Because I argue, what's the point in having them if they don't bring you more business? And I think the way a lot of businesses use their testimonials, it doesn't really add any value to their website, to their marketing, or to the buying decision of the prospective client. It doesn't help them make their decision because they really haven't put any more time into the process. And with steps 1 and 2 that I've just covered about planning out your system and then thinking about your questions in advance, they take time. It takes time to do. And people say, oh, I'm too busy. That for whatever reason, they haven't got around to doing that. You have. You've thought about your system. And you're probably thinking and regularly think about the questions that you're asking your clients too. But for a lot of people, they say they're too busy working in their business and working on their marketing to put that system in place. But one of the biggest reasons that people don't do this is because what they should be doing that gets them those outrageous results once they've got the testimonial. Because what I find is that almost every testimonial I see has almost everything missing from it. I mean, what I found, Jim, what most people listening to this will understand is that what we really buy into, if you see a presentation on stage, if you go onto a webinar, a sales presentation in person, what we really engage with is a particular format. It's about a story. It's about bringing people on board. It's about agitating their pain after you've presented a problem, presenting the solution, and having a story there. And every testimonial is the echo of a story. It's the tip of the iceberg of the story of how you helped your client, but generally the testimonial has all of those details missing. It's missing all the context. So the testimonials we most often see are two lines, something like, Jim's a great guy, I love his product, I'd buy it again, I'd recommend him to everybody. I mean, you've probably got some of those unsolicited, right, Jim?
Yep.
And that's what I see before I go in and fix it, especially with the lawyers I've been working with. I mean, this is why I say testimonial pages suck. They suck. They really suck, because what you've got is a whole page stacked up of the same comment one after another. And this is because to really transform that into something that works for you takes a little bit more time. So let's take that theoretical testimonial for one of your products or services. I love Jim's services. He's a great guy. I'd buy it again. I'd recommend him to anybody. If I read that, Jim, I don't know what you sold them. I don't know what their problem was. I don't know where they are. I probably don't know their last name if you're doing what other people do and not putting their last name up there. Like I said, I don't know their town. I don't know what the results were for them. And I certainly don't see any of your marketing in their testimonial. Well, that's very easy to fix. And we find that online news organizations do the same exact thing all the time. They take a two-line soundbite from a politician or a celebrity or somebody, anybody, and they turn that into a whole news story. And really what we should all be doing, and actually we're spending time on this, but in all the wrong places, we should be turning every testimonial into content on our websites or turning it into a piece of content that you mail out to somebody. You can take that two lines of a testimonial and turn that into a story about your client. It's a good news story. Every time someone buys from you and they get a great result, it's a good news story. So you'd explain who they were, where they came from, why they reached out to you, what they needed, what their pain was, what you supplied to them, the difference it made, the results, and why they would recommend you. But you can use your questions to do that so that your marketing themes run throughout that piece. And I say a daily deluge because if you're dealing with clients every day, I mean, tax season is a great example for CPAs. They've got 3 months of silly season, but they're also busy the rest of the year round. But, you know, there's going to be CPAs finishing up with 4, 5, 6 different clients every day. They could be pumping a story out about each of their clients and turning it into content. Now, that means putting each one on its own web page, treating it as a news post, as a blog post on your website. But it's a great, good news story. And if you've got the headline and the sub-headlines in your context gives you your keywords. So this is search engine optimized content that you just turn out on autopilot. And then if you tag it on WordPress to match potential search queries that mate up with that content. So, Jim, if you had a CPA from Houston who needed a newsletter, then you might put in their CPA newsletter program and you bring in other CPAs. Or you put in newsletter program Dallas, and you might bring other people who are looking for a newsletter program from Dallas or from Texas. And so you can repurpose the content. And it takes more time to do this. But that's where the results actually come in. Because, Jim, when you look at a typical testimonials page, do you ever see headlines on there? Do you just see blocks of text?
You just see blocks of text.
So there's nothing to invite you to read any one of those testimonials. Nothing draws your eye to anything specific of interest. And I gave that one tip at the GKIC London group a few months ago. And Kevin Ryan, who's been working with the music industry for years, he's an implementer. He's one of the people I love because he goes away, takes a simple idea and actually implements it instead of saying what a great idea it was. And he put headlines on his testimonials on his landing page. His opt-ins went up 50% instantaneously.
That's awesome.
Because he enabled people to double read the page.
I like that. You know, Simon, so we're down to about 5 minutes or so, but I want to tell everybody to go buy your book. It's called The Untapped Goldmine in Your Business: Discover Testimonial Secrets That Will Skyrocket Your Sales. I know it's on Amazon. Is there another website, or do you just want to take people to Amazon, or
You guys can go to Amazon and buy it, or if you buy it direct from me, I can promise you a personally signed copy.
And
you
so
also
where do they
get
go for
something that?
That
they need to go to testimonialsystems.com. It's right there in the menu. It's under products. Have a look for book right there in the menu at the top. You'll also get a bonus that people buying it from Amazon don't get.
Very cool. Simon, how can besides reading your book and or hiring you, how can businesses learn to do this better for themselves? Or is all the information in the book, I'm guessing, is a good answer?
Well, there's a lot of information in the book. I also have my my information product, which is an investment, but it gives you all the building blocks to do all of this yourself. And I really don't try and sell it hard. In fact, I use it really as a framework to provide my consultations for one-on-one clients. But it's the same framework. I mean, I put a series of videos out, I think a month or two ago now. It was a 7-video series. I put them out across 1 week. And the website is testimonialsuncovered.com. And if you're into videos, this lays out an awful lot of it in 7 bite-sized chunks. I mean, if businesses want to do it themselves, I would say really start to think about it on a quiet day. Like, Jim, when you go out on the boat with Toby, you've got a lot of time to think about things because you've got the perspective. And the same thing goes for thinking about the testimonials. And the second thing is start to think about how you can turn them into content, because when they're content, then you can share them on social media. More importantly, this is where the flood of clients comes in, the daily deluge, is your clients will share their testimonial with their friends. And it will go viral because it's about them. It's a page of content about them. So have a look at your social media if you're running a business and think, how can I slot my testimonials into this by turning it into content? Look at what you're interacting with on your own social media. But the video series, testimonialsuncovered.com, or if they want to get my free ebook, they can sign up for that at testimonialsystems.com.
Okay, so the two resources are testimonialsuncovered.com, and that is a free video series that you put out. And then the other one was testimonialsystems.com. Is that right?
Testimonialsystems.com, yeah.
Okay, so no S on testimonial. Very good.
No, yeah.
Simon, this has been a great show, man. You are a wealth of knowledge. I know it's we're in a different time zone with you being across the pond, as they say. I appreciate your time. And I want to encourage everybody to get Simon's book and go watch the video series. And, Simon, thank you so much for being my special guest today.
Jim, thank you for having me. I wish we had more time. There's so much more bursting out of my skull right now.
Okay. Okay, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Simon Aronowitz. Stick Like Glue is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Again, those are great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.